The passage today for the sermon is Romans 8, 12 through 21. You don't see that we don't... So, don't you see that we don't owe this old do-it-yourself life one red cent? Our old lifestyle. We'll do it ourselves. I don't need any help. There's nothing in it for us at all. Nothing at all. The best thing to do is to give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's Spirit's beckoning. There are things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurous, expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We who know God, who God is, and we know who we are, Father and children. And we know we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with Christ, then we certainly are going to go through the good times with Him. That's why I don't think there's any comparison between the present hard times and the coming good times. The created world itself can hardly wait for what's coming next. Everything in creation is being more or less held back. God reins it in until both creation and all creatures are ready and can be released at the same moment into the glorious times ahead. Meanwhile, the joyful anticipation deepens. You'll bow your heads. Dear God, thanks so much for this beautiful day. Help us, Lord, to understand who you are and your impact in our lives. Be with us throughout this day. And Lord, help me right now to share your love with everyone listening or watching in the future. Your precious Son's name, amen. So here we are. It's Memorial Day weekend. We should remember things. And I think this passage is kind of, in some ways, saying remember things. Because didn't it say right here? There's that between the created world itself can hardly wait for what's coming next. We're expecting it. We're waiting for it. We're anticipating it. God reigns it in until both creation and all creatures are ready and can be released at the same moment into glorious times. Meanwhile, the joyful anticipation deepens. So here we are with a memorial of our own. Memorial Day weekend is memories. We're to remember those that have sacrificed their lives for the freedom we experience, that the chances we have for all that, Lord. So when I think of that, I can honestly say this weekend is like, how do I help you or share about Memorial Day? And I keep thinking, well, we know it's about celebrating those that have died for us. But let's face it, Jesus Christ died for us. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice that we would have no barrier between us or God. None. Think about that. Before, the Jews had to what? Offer sacrifices to clear the way so there was nothing between them and God. But yet then again, we're human. And again, you'd have to offer another sacrifice so you could clear the way and remove the wall between you and God. But God never wanted that wall to be there. Humans wanted something to direct. We like some direction. Not many of us can free flow and just take life one step at a time. It just doesn't happen. There's something we need direction, we need help. And Christ said, let me give you the ultimate health. I'm going to help you so much that I'm going to die on a cross so you never have to worry about an offering ever again. That you can know God's unconditional love every minute of your day and night, the whole life long. And I kept thinking, wow, how do I do that? I mean, I know God loves me, and I need to remember that and keep moving on. And then I realize, you know, sometimes I don't make it really well. Sometimes I forget. We all do, don't we? Life's energies and things come along, making us wonder what's happening. But God has never stopped loving us. God has never turned God's back against us. God is always there, wrapped around us, the comforting arms, waiting for us to realize they're there. And throughout this week, I you know me, I like my music, and I was trying to figure out what can we do. And Olivia Newton-John and her daughter-in-law, I guess, Chloe Latazenzi, has put out a new song. And I think it's good for this time. And that's they did it for the corona and the pandemic. It's looking for the window in the wall. And here are the words. I'm not going even close to sing it. Has this world forgotten how to love? Are we blinded by the hate we let inside? No one's giving in or giving up. The lines are drawn, and there's no compromise. This isn't who we are. It's time for us to start looking for a window in the wall. Maybe we can see the other side and find we're not so different after all. Looking for a window in the wall. Sometimes hearts can grow as cold as stone, then become the borders we cannot cross. The fertile fields of trust where love had grown slowly start to die when hope is lost. That's where we are right now. But we can turn it all around by looking for a window in that wall. Maybe we can see the other side and find we're not so different after all, looking for the window in the wall. We're waging war. We've died enough, fighting for everything but love. It's time to heal, to turn the page. Too much to lose, so much to save. We have to change. Looking for a window in the wall, maybe we can see the other side and find we're not so different after all. Looking for the window in the wall. And I know in American politics, it seems like there's this side and that side, and the middle has just got lost somewhere along the line in the last 10, 20 years. But we need that window in the wall, because we need what? This is a country that's supposed to merge together, to love one another, not to have hate crimes going on. I feel so sorry. Used to be Black Lives Matter, but now it's All Lives Matter, Oriental Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives Matter. Why? Because there are people out there saying, you're not like me, I am going to put up a wall and I'm going to take it out on you. That's not how it goes, people. God didn't put up a wall and say, I'm sorry, I'm only going to love the ones I want. Here, I'll let you sneak in. God never said that. God said, I love you right where you're at, no matter what. I'd like you. Jesus said it. I would like you. What's the greatest command when he was challenged? To love God and love others as you love yourself. To love God and to love others. To love others. Accept others right where they're at. To know that you need to love them right where they're at. Even if they seem to be someone that has attacked you physically, mentally, or even verbally, love them right where they're at. Forgive them, because they know not what they do. They've gotten twisted and turned, and they don't know that being full of hate and anger is not the way to live. It'll cause more health problems than falling in love and being happy. Remember, God loves us unconditionally. There is nothing that can stand between us. That love is what I want you to remember this Memorial Day weekend. That God loves us, no matter what. And as far as it goes, when you think about the soldiers and others that we're trying to remember, they loved their country so much that they went out and fought a war, what? To protect them so you wouldn't get enslaved or anything like that. That you could have your freedoms. We need to remember everybody that has sacrificed, not only those war heroes, but also Jesus Christ, who has given his life that we might know love unconditionally. Thank you.